Well, now to the ongoing drought in California, where some communities have done such a good job saving water that the state has been able to lift some water use restrictions. But what about the long term for a state that is expected to get hotter and drier and more crowded with new residents? Sandin Totten from KPCC takes a look 25 years into California's future.
Before we get to what 2040 will look like, let me explain why we chose that year. We wanted a date that really felt like the future, 25 years out, but was close enough many of us will live to see it. One thing we know about that future is California's climate will be noticeably different thanks to greenhouse gases. But should people be stockpiling water, digging bunkers, and buying vats of SPF 1000 sunscreen?
I wouldn't go quite that far.
Alyssa Lin is a climate scientist with the California Department of Water Resources.
So it may not be a complete devastation burnout every single day, you know, 100 degrees in Southern California.
But, she says, according to climate models, things will warm up by 2040, an average of 4 degrees Fahrenheit across the state. California should see roughly the same amount of precipitation, but those higher temperatures mean the Sierra Nevada mountains will get more rain and less snow.
So you're losing your snowpack, and the snowpack is a third of our water supply across the state. It also feeds Southern California's water system. And as we lose that snowpack, then we're losing a good portion of our water supply for the spring and summer.
Lynn says the current water system is built to dribble out supplies gradually as Sierra snow melts over warmer months. By 2040, the snowpack could shrink by more than 30%. So Californians will need to rethink how they store and distribute moisture from winter storms. And those storms will likely be more intense, she says, with flooding punctuated by longer periods of drought.
Climate change just sort of amps everything up on steroids. So you'll have this feast or famine, periods where it's completely dry for a very long period of time, and that's tough to make it through. And then it may rain too much all at once, and we can't capture it and store it.
Southern California doesn't get a ton of rain as it is. That's not expected to change. But temperatures will. And like skateboarding and highly caffeinated drinks, the heat will get extreme.
Yeah, it's pretty warm today.
I recently took a walk with UCLA climate scientist Alex Hall. The temperature was above 95 degrees. That's Hall's benchmark for extreme heat, something he says California will see more of in an average year.
For example, downtown Los Angeles currently experiences about a week of extremely hot weather. By mid-century, that increases to about 3 weeks of extremely hot weather.
So the kind of weather we're feeling right now, this is going to be a lot more common in just 25 years.
Yes, probably about three times as frequent.
Some areas, like Pasadena in the San Gabriel Valley, could see more than a month of additional extreme heat every year. I stopped by the Rose Bowl in Pasadena, where it was still in the high 90s, and broke the news to Denise McGee.
I wouldn't like that. I mean, a nice heat, maybe somewhere in the low 80s, that's nice. This is ridiculous. No one wants to be in this heat like this.
Not everyone felt that way.
Could I ask you some questions while you're running?
Darcel Smith, for instance, seemed fine with the heat.
Can't beat the weather.
Doesn't seem to be phasing you too much. You got a good pace.
Exactly. You have a good pace. Take your time. You'll be all right. Don't try to overdo it.
All right, that's about all the running I can take. Thanks so much.
All right, no problem.
Okay. Some mixed reactions there to the news that Southern California is going to be a lot warmer in 2040. But of course, it's not just going to be warmer. We also know it's going to be a lot more crowded.
Right now, California has about 39 million people. That's expected to grow to 47 million by 2040. To get a sense of what that will look like, I visited two neighborhoods, one that's representative of LA today and the other of LA in 2040. The first was in Hawthorne. Census data shows it has the current median population density for LA County. That's about 10,000 people per square mile. There's tree-lined streets, modest yards, and lots of post-war single-family homes.
Come here, Coco. Come on.
Jasmine Aguilar and her sister Alondra are playing with their dog, Coco.
What do you think of this neighborhood? Tell me what it's like.
It's nice. Whenever my friends come to visit me, when we do our homework, their parents always say they would like to live here.
Why? What do they like about it, you think?
Like, the neighborhood is calm.
She's right. It's not empty, but it is a little sleepy. Over the next 25 years, LA County is expected to grow by more than a million people. To see what that might look like, I headed north to El Monte to find a neighborhood that already has the median density expected by 2040, about 12,000 people per square mile. It's also full of pleasant streets and bungalows, but every block or so, there's an apartment building or a multifamily complex, like the one this ice cream truck is parked in front of. Anthony Garcia is eating a vanilla cone with a group of kids.
Do you have a lot of friends around here?
Yeah.
Like how many?
1, 2, 3, 4. 5.
5.
Wait, 6. 7.
He lives in a lot with several other units, and he loves it. There are always other kids to play with. Denser neighborhoods like this will be the norm in 2040, says Hassan Ikrata. He's with the Southern California Association of Governments, which helps cities prepare for this kind of growth.
Actually, people will not recognize it. If you put yourself in 2040, you probably won't recognize a lot of areas right now. So the change is happening now at a much faster rate than it ever happened before.
Ikrata says all that growth will put a super-sized strain on water supplies. Add that to the loss in snowpack and the extreme heat, and Californians have got a real challenge ahead of them. For Here and Now, I'm Sandon Totten in Los Angeles.